Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast, the sports update on First Post. You're listening to Brian. The big news yesterday was Mesut Ozil's retirement and his accusations of racism that left fans shocked and German football administrators a little embarrassed. Ozil's decision to retire from international football saw some rather polarizing reactions from common folk as well as the establishment in Germany. Chancellor Angela Merkel weighed in on the issue too. She was supportive of his decision to retire. In a statement yesterday, the DFB praised Ozil for shaping a successful era on and off the pitch, then went on to defend its own record on integration and rejected Ozil's charge of racism. Bayern Munich president Uli Hoeneß slammed Ozil for his decision and retorted that the midfielder is hiding behind the controversy of his photo with Turkish president Recep Erdogan to mark his poor performances. A poor excuse for a footballer who hadn't made a tackle since before the 2014 World Cup were his exact words. There is a political angle to this mess. This controversy dates back to May, before Germany's World Cup squad was announced. Mesut Ozil, along with the Manchester City midfielder İlkay Gündoğan, was photographed with Turkish President Erdogan, who is said to have used their photo op in his election campaign. Ozil's meeting was viewed with some disappointment in Germany, where Erdogan is viewed by many as a dictator. Further, German journalist Deniz Yücel was released after being detained for a year in Turkey on charges of spreading propaganda. Before the World Cup, German FA President Reinhard Grindel said both Ozil and Gündoğan have made a mistake, but we also have to keep this in perspective. On the other hand, footballers have come out in support of the German player. Ozil's teammates Jerome Boateng, Hector Bellerin and even former England pro Rio Ferdinand praised Ozil. Cricket news now, and Sri Lanka has won the Test Series against South Africa 2-0. The Saffers were bundled out for 290 during the second session on day 4, 200 runs short of the target of 490. This is South Africa's first Test whitewash since they lost 2-0 in a two-match series against Sri Lanka almost 12 years ago. The old warhorse Rangana Herat's 6-wicket haul during the second dig helped the hosts overcome a dogged South African resistance to win by 199 runs in the second and final Test in Colombo. For the Proteas, Theunis de Bruin tried his best to save the match, scoring his maiden Test 100 in the process. He stitched together a crucial partnership with the tenacious Temba Bavuma, who scored 63. The two batsmen eventually fell to the slow left-arm spin of Herath, who had also picked up the scalps of Ashim Amla, Aidan Markram and Quinton de Kock. Sri Lanka's series win was marred by an off-field controversy. Courtesy the opener Dhanushka Gunatilaka, who was suspended by Sri Lanka cricket after the end of day 3 of the test in connection with a criminal case. While SLC did not divulge any details, reports in AFP suggested that a Norwegian woman accused the batsman's friend of raping her in a hotel room where Gunatilaka was present. A police official told reporters that there was no allegation against Gunatilaka, who is currently Sri Lanka's best performing batsman in the series against South Africa. However, Sri Lanka cricket suspended him from all forms of international cricket on Sunday night on a misconduct charge. The governing body's rules stipulate that during matches, players must be back in their hotel rooms by midnight and cannot have guests. Sunil Chhetri and Kamala Devi win AIFF Player of the Year awards. India's football captain Sunil Chhetri was awarded as the All India Football Federation's Best Player of the Year, while Yumnam Kamala Devi won the award for the Best Female Player. Sunil Chhetri had a good year, both with the ISL and the international team. He led Bangalore FC to the Indian Super League finals, where they lost to Chennai FC. He went on to win the Super Cup that was held subsequently. He was a crucial part of Stephen Constantine's Indian squad that went on to qualify for the AFC Asian Cup 2019. 33-year-old Sunil Chhetri also became only the second Indian player after Baijung Bhutia to cross 100 international appearances. 26-year-old Yumnam Kamala Devi reached the final of the Indian Women's League with Eastern Sporting Union, eventually losing to Rising Students Club on penalties. She was also a member of the Indian team that won the SAFF Championship in 2010, 2012 and 2014. She was also awarded the Player of the Match title in the final of the SAFF Tournament 2012. Kamala Devi's teammate Elambang Pangtoy Chanu won the Emerging Woman Player of the Year award, while Chennai FC's Anirudh Thapa won the Emerging Player of the Year for men. A high-profile Olympic swimmer has been tested positive for doping violation and has been banned for 14 months. Six-time Olympic gold medalist Ryan Lochte was suspended by the US Anti-Doping Agency, or USADA, after a photograph did the rounds on social media showing him receiving an intravenous infusion of a permitted substance without a therapeutic use exemption. USADA found Lochte had received permitted substances at an infusion clinic in a volume greater than 100 ml in a 12-hour period without a therapeutic use exemption, or TUE. American anti-doping rules prohibit such infusions or injections unless hospital treatment or a surgical procedure is required. Lochte said he is devastated by the 14-month ban the USADA handed him. He is no stranger to controversy. In 2016, Lochte, the second most decorated American swimmer behind Michael Phelps, was banned for 10 months after falsely claiming he was robbed at gunpoint during the Rio Olympic Games. The Olympic champion said he and three teammates were held up at a petrol station during a night out, but CCTV footage showed the group had vandalized the petrol station.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.